homeless services organization, the Doe Fund has broken ground on a 200-bed transitional housing residence at 510 Gates Avenue this week. One of the things we've been doing is really thinking about how we can have the not-for-profit and shelter providers build, own, and operate their own real estate. It puts them in control of their own destiny, and it's cost-effective for the city. I am so grateful for the Doe Fund for being a partner in this. This is not only going to be a wonderful facility in and of itself, but it is also helping us lay the groundwork for doing not-for-profit-owned shelters across the city, said Molly Park, commissioner of the New York City Department of Social Services. The groundbreaking is a Doe Fund milestone more than 30 years in the making. Located next to the organization's first transitional residence, which opened in 1990. Since 1990, the organization has expanded to a 200-bed residence in Harlem and a 400-bed residence in East Williamsburg. The organization's portfolio also includes nearly 900,000 square feet of state-of-the-art permanent affordable and supportive housing in operation and development. Jennifer Mitchell, president and CEO of the Doe Fund, said, "The city's investment in 510 Gates Avenue speaks to the need for holistic solutions. Our program's three-legged stool of paid transitional work, housing, and comprehensive social services will provide the individuals who live here what they need to stabilize and secure the skills, confidence, resources, and network to get a job, build a career, and secure housing, all in one place." 510 Gates Avenue will be the first transitional residence the Doe Fund has built in 20 years. Construction is estimated to be completed in 2025. Individuals living in the residence will be eligible to join Ready, Willing and Able, which provides paid work, housing, and support services including case management, adult basic education, computer skills, and financial literacy classes, occupational training in living wage fields, job search preparedness, legal referrals, and linkages to employment and permanent housing. Rodal Sherban, associate director of 510 Gates Avenue, and a graduate of Ready, Willing and Able, said, "When my father was struggling with homelessness and drug addiction, Ready, Willing and Able gave him the opportunity to change his life. When 510 Gates Avenue opens, I'll be able to do that for 200 more men who are ready to change their lives. The fact is, this program works. It worked for my father, it worked for me, and it's worked for thousands of others who have been through the worst of the worst."